5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Welcome to Anything and Everything Under the Sun, and sometimes above it.
Yeah, like there are certain people that I would choose. Well, not necessarily certain people, but like, if you just call me out of the blue, 90% of the time I'm not going to answer it. Like, if I don't talk to you a lot. Now, I have someone that necessarily doesn't do this, but they do this, and talking to me on the phone is, you're taking my full attention,
right?
And like, you gotta be some sort of important to me for me to want to answer that phone,
right?
Especially if you don't let me know first.
Yeah, you can just like shoot me a text, call it a day. I mean, if we gotta talk about it, we gotta like schedule a time or something. I don't know. I can't say I don't like talking on the phone, because I talk to you on the phone for hours.
Right. I'm not against
talking
on the
phone. But I usually don't do that. You're like the only person I talk to on the phone for hours, because, well, I mean, we do a podcast together, so right. I imagine we got to talk a lot. But, yeah, dude, I don't know. I really don't answer my phone. Like, family, sometimes when Andrew's bitch-ass calls, but not a lot. Not about it. Not big on the phone, which is weird, because we grew up in the era where you had to call the house phone. But
dude,
we always
had to
be quick.
Check in every 30 minutes.
Yeah, but we had to be
almost.
Quick. We had to be quick. Like, if you called me on the house phone,
we had
to be quick. But, you know, now you don't. You just send a text and be good to go. So it's weird.
And I'm the same way with, like, just showing up to my house. Like, I'm really weird about that, too. Like, especially if you just pull up on me.
Right.
Nah.
Right.
That's extremely weird to me. I mean, there's people that do it, and there's people that I will still respect that do it, but it's like, man, I'd really appreciate
you never
letting
know.
Me know.
Yeah, you never know what, like, you're gonna get when you walk in that door.
I could be at home just buck naked.
Right.
Like, as soon as I walk in that door.
Right.
Cleo, don't you dare bark, I swear.
I wish people would understand that too. I mean, fuck. I wish not even your friends, bro.
It's
census lady knock on my door, bro, and I'm butt ass naked, dude. Dick swinging. I'm like, I was about to answer the door like, don't come knocking on my door randomly. It's 7 o'clock at night. Like, who the fuck? I don't get. I'm not gonna answer census questions at 7 o'clock at night, bitch. Go the fuck home. The fuck.
I don't do that.
Drill me about it, making sure I'm who I say I am.
The Jehovah Witness, when they would just pull up on your house and your doorstep.
I know people that chase them off.
I'd feel bad for like door-to-door salesmen. I could never do something like that.
Yeah, that shit ain't for everybody, bro.
Heck,
just watch Pursuit of Happiness. That shit don't work out very well.
No, it don't.
Unless you're like that one nigga that had the guy who was...
I can't make a sale out of nothing.
Did you ever watch the video of the black dude? He was like, selling that cleaner shit.
Oh, yeah.
That dude I would buy off of 10 out of 10, bro.
Oh,
I would be upset at first
he
had knocked on my damn door. But within 5 minutes, I'm buying something off of that guy.
Yeah, that guy had some
yeah, just for his charisma alone, bro. Like, you can clean anything. Clean your shoes.
For sure.
Clean the cement.
For sure.
Whatever you need.
Well, if you've stuck around for the past 3 minutes, I'm glad, because you've got a great show ahead of us. We're going to talk about a little bit of stuff from in the past and just about anything else that could possibly irk us in this show. So I hope that you sit back and enjoy.
You better.
So there's another thing that really, really, really bugs me. And I would like to say it's sharing something on TimeHop. Or I mean, sharing something and then TimeHop showing me years later that I forgot about it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I go back into it trying to read the shit just to share it again, you know. And then by the time I get home, fucking forget about it again. And then TimeHop 4 years later tells me, hey, you wanted to read this. And I'm like, fuck, you know. And then it's just an endless cycle of me forgetting that I've shared it just to go back and watch it again.
Or it pops up and it says the video is no longer available or the post is no longer available. You're sitting there like, what the fuck was it? Like, I'm curious now. Like, I can't see what it said because it's not available anymore. But you're going to pop up and tell me that it's like, fuck you. Like, that's torture. What if I wanted to watch it again? It's gone forever.
This content is no longer available.
Yeah, I can't stand that shit. My,
don't share. Like, don't bring it up.
Yeah, right. Like, don't. What's the point of showing me something dead that it's not there? Like, here's
we've
a memory.
We've got 17 memories with you.
Right. Like, you had. This was really funny. This you thought it was funny enough to share. You thought it was important enough to share, but it's gone. But I'm gonna remind you that it was funny
at one point in time. You thought it was hilarious.
So
you basically, what I'm trying to say is, you better just read it while you have the chance, or I don't know, put a reminder in your phone. I tried to do that one time.
Or Facebook's feature where you could like save a video for later.
Oh,
have you gone through those?
No.
Yeah, I did the other day. I was like, holy shit, I had so much saved. Like, just random shit. I'm like, oh, this
there's
is
so
cool.
Many things you would pop in there, and you would just be like, oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, goodness. They have that save for later feature, but they don't remind you that you have shit saved.
Hey, YouTube does the same exact thing.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand YouTube.
It's like, save for later, but later never comes. It's like
later,
that saying. It's like that saying, never put off something that you could do today for tomorrow. Because tomorrow never comes.
Right, but like...
That is a saying that I live by a lot of the time.
I know, it's just...
And it's weird. And
it's so difficult to like actually... Like, sometimes you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
You don't want to watch it. You want to save it for later. But then you get involved in so much other shit.
Yeah, and then
especially if it happens in the morning
and
then you got to go to work.
Later, yeah, like...
You're going to forget.
Time hop comes up and then it's like, hey, fuck you. You forgot to watch it. Yeah. Okay. Eat a bag of dicks.
Right. It's ridiculous. Stupid. They should just like fucking have it to where it reminds you like every day, hey dumbass, you saved this video, you want to watch it now or no? I mean, if Netflix could ask me if I'm still watching after 3 episodes, Facebook could definitely figure out how to do that.
You can ask, do a pop-up video. Hey,
they do it all the time.
Did you
want to
watch this? Yeah, I'll be in the middle of watching an ad, like a
they
video,
me
and they throw
some,
an ad in that bitch.
They tell
like,
me when Joe Schmo fucking
I don't want to watch no ad, I
hey,
wanted a movie.
Hey, Timmy that you've never talked to has updated his status. Cool. Why the fuck does that matter?
Thanks.
Why don't you just tell me about my saved videos instead of telling me about dumb shit like that?
Yeah, there's some... That app is just goofy, dude.
Facebook's listening.
Just
right
try
now.
To stay off of that.
They're taking notes right now. They're like, okay.
Oh, yeah, I got my phone open. I'm looking right at
I
it.
Can't
this
stand
is
that
terrible.
Shit. Phone's just fucking
this
listening
is
to
this. Some terrible shit.
I was just talking about like recording equipment earlier, and I hopped on Facebook, and that was the first thing. Just talking about it. Didn't search it up. Nothing. This first thing that popped up on my Facebook. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm okay with this. Like, they must hear some fucking weird shit. Like, whoever's listening on that other end, which it's probably nobody. I feel like it's that artificial intelligence shit.
It is. It's just all recorded.
But God forbid that it's actually a person. Cloud. Imagine if it's a person, what they hear.
Oh my gosh.
When they listen to your phone.
You want to hear some crazy shit, though? I did download something wild.
Yeah,
I downloaded this sleep recorder because I really wanted to know, like, if I snored or shit, like something like that. So apparently I'm a pretty quiet sleeper for the one time that I tried it. I would like to try it again, see if anything pops out of my mouth. But it is pretty interesting.
Does it record, like, if you, like, talk
if you,
your
like,
sleep
snore,
oh,
you
Jesus
talk,
Christ.
Anything. And at one point in time, I just hear a slight moan while I was sleeping. And I was just like, this is hilarious. But yeah, it's like some sleep tracker, sleep recorder or something. You got to put your phone in airplane mode, but you'd be good.
I mean, it's probably a good idea to do at night anyway.
Yeah.
Don't want nobody calling you.
Yeah.
Shut up, Andrew.
Yeah, actually, I missed the golf trip because I put my phone in airplane mode and I tried to get a phone call. But
oh, yeah, I was wondering why I didn't see you out there.
Yeah.
I saw Andrew on a snap and I was like, oh, where's Dakota?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely your fault.
It was my fault.
There's no doubt about it.
But, hey, I slept real good that
well, I guess
night.
That's all that
I was upset for a real hot second, but I did go play softball, and I told him that later. Anywho, on the topic of sports, though, I did have this mind-boggling question that no one seems to know the answer to, is why do they not wear pads when they're in the combine? I mean, I feel like...
Like what they're doing, like the 40.
The 40, I mean,
the
running, the catching, the jumping even. Like, you're
really
wearing
depends.
Your pads in the game.
Their pads are pretty streamlined, though. So I guess
well, yeah,
really
but fucking put them on. Shit.
Yeah, they don't even wear helmets.
No.
At least. Like,
what the fuck? It's I feel like me running the 40 is not going to tell you how hard I'm going to hit a motherfucker when he runs across my face.
No, but I think, I feel like it's, well, they don't want them to get hurt long.
I get that. I get that. But you can use pads. There's ways around this.
But also, well, yeah, I mean, fuck it. Well, them little princes ain't going to get hurt.
But it don't.
They will get hurt.
Oh, my gosh. This is the thing that pisses me off about them.
Why would you contact even during that shot?
Look, you are the modern day fucking gladiators, and you make millions of dollars, and you're going to act like a goddamn dang prima donna.
Skill positions.
No.
Skill positions are pussies. I'm just.
I don't care.
Lyman got to do one on ones, bro.
Suck it up.
I don't know if they do it in the NFL, like for the NFL combine, but I know like a lot of the college, like if going into college, like the All American Classics and shit like that, or like those, like the Lyman got to do one on ones, no pads, bro. Like that's.
I get it.
I don't
it.
Know if they do it in the NFL.
Hand
I don't
placement,
think they do.
Like. We're trying to figure out where you put your
hands. Offensive linemen fucking running 40-yard dashes. Defensive linemen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, some weird fetishes. That's what I'm saying. Some weird-ass fetishes. Y'all like to watch men in slow motion running down the goddamn 40-yard line.
Maybe it just shows them at peak performance. Like that's
slow-mo. Let's slow this thing down.
I think it's to show them at their peak. I don't know.
I don't give a shit about how fast the motherfucker runs if he can't catch the goddamn ball.
Right.
I don't care if he runs a 4.47 and it's 4.23, whatever the frick it is. If he can't catch the ball, he's trash.
I mean, doesn't really translate though.
No, that's
technically the only reason they get there, like, is because of what they did while they were in pads. So does it really affect like? I mean,
I don't know.
Does it affect it? I mean, they'll find out real quick anyway.
I'm just saying.
And they could just toss them away and pick up whoever they were going to pick up before anyway. So,
I'm just saying.
I don't know. It's
weird.
It's a weird
concept
they
that they don't do that. And it
maybe not the 40. I don't know, dude.
It's all just a weird situation along, like, along the way there.
They should build teams and just have them play for rights to the NFL. I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Let's bring some shoulder pads into this. Let's get the pads popping.
Well, it's just like they have the quarterbacks doing the bench press. Nobody cares. I don't care if Tom Brady bench presses once or twice.
I'm paying you TV time and millions of dollars that could possibly save your life at any point in time.
I got one thing to say. Andrew, you're a bitch. Fuck you. Anyway. Dude, shut up. I hate you. I can't stand you. Get out
Shit,
of here.
He just
anyway,
totally
but I mean,
him
me personally, me personally, like, I don't know, dude. I couldn't imagine the combine with pads. It's been done so long without them.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, dude. No, you're right, though. It doesn't. But
I've seen some wide receivers that were like top picks that didn't perform in the NFL. Due to a transition into it, just the sheer speed of it in preseason games. I mean, if you already know that man can't do what he's supposed to do in a situation with shoulder pads on in a high pressure position.
But he got there based off of his work in pads, regardless.
You would hope so.
Like, he has to. There's no way that somebody just made it to the combine off clout, never played a college game. Like, there's
Maybe.
No way.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have to. Either way, they see that they're judging them. How they even get to the combine is based off of how well they do in pads anyway. So, I guess it really doesn't matter. I don't know.
It's kind of silly to me. It don't make any sense. Not a lick. I mean, you play a game in pads. You might as well just play them without it if you're going to practice and all that.
I don't know what shoulder pads they'd be using, but them bitches is tiny. It don't even look like they wear pads half the time.
It don't. Why even wear them? Rugby don't wear them. They taught them how to tackle without getting hurt.
That's all they're doing now anyways, is teaching the players how to rugby tackle now. Because everybody keeps getting hurt. Shit, you can't even touch it. You can't even go low on a QB. Like back in the day, it used to be as long crazy. As you bring it down. Fuck it.
I just think of the time when I was a little kid, like at my high school football games, you know, sitting on the sidelines being freaking the practice field superstar, you know,
right.
Like going to the park, playing a backyard football game and just demolishing everyone. And, you know, like that's just something that I always enjoyed doing.
That shit's way more fun.
And we would literally like slam you to the ground. Yeah. Like we are picking you up from your feet and slamming you.
Sean, I remember we had the background league going.
Oh my gosh.
We
play
Sunday,
like every Sunday.
Dude, that shit was lit.
We play every Sunday.
That
we
shit
play
was lit. But you couldn't do that hours. Shit, Pat, so.
Heck no. Well, that's
well,
the thing.
Well, I
it's
mean,
like,
I guess you could. Well, no.
I mean, Blitz the League made it. Very possible.
They need
some
to bring
crazy
that back.
Shit.
I don't even care.
Look,
I don't care about
any
those sports
game
games.
To come
bring
back,
that shit back,
please, please, please. I'm begging you.
I need entertainment.
Midway, someone.
Yeah, somebody make it happen,
even,
man.
I don't even care if Bethesda does it.
That would
at
be
this
insane.
Point. Or Retro Pack, like someone.
Guys,
please,
Bungie, if you're listening, we love you. Just do it.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't do too. Sports games, but hey, fuck it, whatever.
Blitz the League 3. Blitz the League 3, not 2. Sorry, we already had a 2.
Yeah, we do need a 3. With an in-depth story mode. That'd be lit as fuck. we had it made. We didn't realize how made we had it with those games. Like, Blitz the League and fucking NBA Street, like all this. And now everything's so fucking serious, dude. Like, everything's...
It's like,
you gotta
why
have
are we trying
moves.
To make a simulation of our lives right now?
Dude, sports makes so
why,
much money.
Why are games where a simulation is... It's like king. Like, Sims. They have, like, 10 of those bitches.
They do, and those things, dude.
Where's
the people where's that the play those like, literally know life. That
they're
shit.
Like... They're like
RPGs
a simulation. Oh, dude, I love RPGs. Like, I play the shit out of Skyrim. I play the shit out of Skyrim in there. I'm a mage. Like, that shit is badass to me.
That right there like, answers your questions. Is, that's why it's so big. That's why we make it a simulation.
Just
bro.
Give me, like, a virtual reality. I'll be happy.
It's getting... Dude, virtual reality
like Black
there,
Mirror, but without the weird stuff
see,
in it.
But see, that's the thing, dude. Like, when VR gets to the crazy shit, like, when we get to that point where you can't tell the difference... We're going to have some problems.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be people that are just like, that's going to be their life. Like, they're not going to want to do their regular life.
Yeah.
I think it would actually do more damage than it would do good. I'll be honest with you.
It'd be like that episode of Rick and Morty. I don't really want to show no clout to Rick and Morty right now.
Fuck Rick and Morty. Pedo ass.
But the part where Morty goes into that alternate reality is only in there for 10 minutes or so. But like...
Well, I just
he was
see,
like, it was so real. Like, he killed him. Like, he died. And he comes out screaming. Like,
well, see,
oh,
that's
my
the thing.
God.
Like, I'm thinking, like, what if somebody's life is so much better in their virtual reality life, and then, like, their virtual reality life gets taken away? They're going to off themselves.
Oh,
like, it's
going to
be bad, bro.
Be
it's going to be bad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's, yeah, I think that's.
I mean, virtually, you could change anything about
fuck,
you.
Fuck, dude. They're doing job training now. Some job training you can do VR.
Yeah.
Like, what? What?
Yeah,
like, what the fuck? Although it makes sense, but then again, it doesn't. I don't care what you do, dude. You got to be hands-on nowadays. There's not enough hands-on learning.
Oh, heck no. I prefer to be hands-on. That's what I enjoy doing.
It's a lot easier that way. Fuck. Some things you gotta just learn with experience, and you're not going to get it through a screen, but I don't know, dude. I don't know. Shit's gone crazy. Oh, man. So I hope you guys are having a great day or night, whatever we release this.
Yeah, because it's a pretty, I mean, we're recording it tonight.
We're getting into that fall weather, though, and I'm kind of having a good time, man.
Spooky season.
Spooky season is upon us.
So,
and
you know, spooky season brings all the spooky, spooky stories. Spooky, thrillers, whatever.
I doubt they do fucking haunted houses this year. That sucks.
Oh, my God.
That Rona just fucking ruins everything. Jesus, man. What's Christmas going to be like?
Well, I'll tell you what it ain't going to be like.
You know what? I ain't even worried about that. What's Thanksgiving going to be like?
Yeah, Black Friday ain't going to be a thing.
Maybe.
Andrew, you keep dropping that on the table, I'm going to slap
you. Yeah, dude. You're like a damn child. I have to put you in the fucking playpen. Lock your ass up like a fucking rugrat.
Oh, that was a good word.
Yeah, it was.
So,
ugly.
While we were on the topic of spooky season, I have been actually kind of curious, and apparently in the late 90s, you know, I've been feeling kind of like nostalgic, but anywho, in like the late 90s, so I went back and looked at all the cartoons that had opposed like backstories or kind of like true
like
stories to them.
fan-made type.
Yeah, like kind of fan-made. There's been a couple that are like off, kind of resemble true events and so on and so forth. So there's a couple like that I would like to touch on today. Maybe we could get back onto them later on. But
yeah, there's definitely there's going to be a couple parts. Yeah, the three that
I would like to touch base on that are kind of just like the tipping of the barrel of what the 90s was trying to tell us on in real life, in a sense, if you want to get that deep into it. But like Jimmy Neutron was one of them. His is kind of more like sci-fi story more than anything. Then we had the Rugrats, and lastly, like Fairly Odd Parents. I honestly would have never really thought about what the Fairly Odd Parents could have been as a 10-11-year-old child kid watching this TV show. But apparently it has a lot of real life situations in it.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Mr. Crocker's a damn drug.
I don't know much about Mr. Crocker, but I can tell you a lot about Timmy Turner and his family.
I mean, they painted Crocker already, and then you got
Crocker has his whole own story.
Oh yeah, he absolutely should, because he's batshit crazy just in the regular cartoons.
Yeah.
Mr. Crocker
has his own story. But I don't know if you want to start off and tell us about the one that you chose.
we could dive into the Rugrats, which is a fucking that story.
For some reason, they're all fascinated with the use of like drugs.
You're right. No, they definitely are. This one, it has some drug references, but this one's more weird. Like, Angelica's fucking crazy.
She's
schizo. So apparently the Rugrats were really just a figment of Angelica's imagination. Chucky actually died in 1986 along with his mother. So that's why like his dad's like a fucking nervous
spaz.
Yeah,
dude.
He's like such a nervous wreck. Tommy
was actually born.
He was a stillborn, yeah. And that's why his dad's always built those fucking toys and shit.
Yeah.
For the son he never had. Phil and Lil, their mom had an abortion. And Angelica couldn't dictate which one was. Yeah, she's like, I don't know if it was a boy or a girl.
She couldn't dictate if it was a boy or a girl.
So she's like, fuck it, we'll make two.
Yeah.
So you get into that, dude. So she basically just imagined.
And what's her name? Susie?
Susie was real.
Susie was real, but Susie was like the only one that could tolerate her.
Right. Absolutely.
Angelica apparently also had like, and some of them are like demonic and some other things. They almost put it in like a spiritual situation in that with the doll.
She's
like a schizophrenic and she actually sees all of the kids there with her like in mirrors or in passing, and she like gets extremely mad about it.
I saw one too where the doll was like a fucking demon. I don't know, it was a weird one.
I was like, dude.
So the only Rugrat that wasn't fictional was Dill. So I guess, Dill, Tommy's little brother. So I guess apparently she couldn't fucking comprehend that Dill was, she couldn't tell the difference between Dill and like her creations in her mind. So she like freaked out like when he wouldn't disappear.
Oh, snap.
Like she'd get super angry. And
that's why she would freak out when they.
She did something to Dill, and he ended up getting a brain hemorrhage, which resulted in deformation or some shit. Dude. It's fucking weird, dude. That Angelica was just fucking crazy. And you can tell because she
was always crazy in the show.
She's such a bitch.
Yeah, she was always crazy in the show.
Which is crazy because she's a child, but she's a bitch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was the first person. Like, if you grew up watching Rugrats, that's the first person you wanted to call a bitch. There's no doubt about it.
These go
in depth, dude, to the point to where they talk about like Rugrats and Paris and shit.
Oh yeah, they talk about when they grow up too.
Oh yeah, yeah. See, that's where she developed the schizophrenia.
Yeah.
It was when she got older that she developed the schizophrenia. But yeah, right here it says Susie was actually Angelica's only friend who entertained or thought of Angelica's creations for her sake. Yep. So Susie was a real one. Shout out to Susie being a real one.
Shout out, Susie.
Apparently, Angelica spent the last days of her life in the back of the school cafeteria, imagining friends around her playing with the lives of her creations. What the fuck? That's crazy. So there's like, you know, people go through, they tweak them.
They just change them up a little bit here.
You know,
and there.
To where the Rugrats were like a figment of her imagination. But all of these is Chucky died.
Chucky was dead.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Because, like, dude, they were always picking on that motherfucker. Like, she was. Dude, she rode Chucky's ass harder than anybody's.
Oh, all the time.
Like, he was probably glad he was dead, not dealing with that crazy bitch. Jesus. Dang. That's crazy. So her mom, this one goes on to say that Angelica's mom actually died of a heroin overdose. And that Angelica was actually schizophrenic and bipolar because she was a crack baby.
That's
crazy.
That is crazy.
And then apparently in this version too, Drew married a gold digging whore that Angelica idolized because she fooled herself into thinking it was her real mom.
That could make sense. I can believe it. I can believe something like that, honestly.
Okay. So apparently, yeah, also this one too, Cynthia was used to mirror her mother's image, wearing that fucking crackhead clothes and shit.
What?
Crazy hair.
With the crazy hair.
Right. Yeah. Which, okay.
Oh my God.
So this one too, it says later in life, she followed in her mother's footsteps, dying of overdose at age 13 when All Grown Up was canceled.
Wow.
So she just said she fucking OD'd, bro. It wouldn't surprise me, though. Fuck, dude. That's fucked. This is crazy when you think about it. Like, this was straight up. If somebody told this to me as a kid, like, when I was watching this, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to watch this.
So, like, going into the next one, it's about Jimmy Neutron. And mainly I bring this up is because I just had it on as background noise. We're all just hanging out. I put it on. And I was thinking, like, man, I wonder if there's, like, a story behind Jimmy Neutron. Like, there's got to be.
Oh, for sure.
There's no way. So, apparently, Jimmy Neutron, his hovercraft had went down over a military base.
Oh,
they actually
rocket,
shot him
that
down.
That rocket thing?
Yeah, they actually shot him down. And he's extremely intelligent. That's completely true. And apparently, he is living on a military base. And now everything that you see during the show was actually broadcasted out to the general public as he was trapped on this military base. So they based it around the military base. And basically, this kid is like crying for help. Like, hey, I'm just a kid. I'm trying to explain this shit to you. Right. And this is like his way of trying to get away. These people are trying to help him get out. And that's why the military, like, always comes out when he designs something.
Right, when Sheen went batshit crazy.
Yeah,
with the fucking,
like,
Megamind.
Ideally,
when he gave him powers.
Ideally, everyone was, like, trying to help him get out of there. And ultimately, the military always showed up to get Jimmy.
They did, too.
Always showed up to get Jimmy. So, apparently, he's living on a military base.
He's like kind of like a weapon.
Yeah.
Like they're using his mind to fucking Jesus.
That one's crazy. His isn't like that in depth. And they say he's still there to this day and so on and so forth. That one's pretty wild. But honestly,
I can see it happening.
Honestly, my favorite one is the Fairly Odd Parents. Now there's a lot that goes into this and it kind of just cycles around in a big old circle there. So apparently, Timmy Turner's mom and dad never wanted to have Timmy to begin with. That's why they were never around.
And they just leave him.
So they left
him
with Vicky. So Vicky allegedly, I mean, she was extremely abusive. There's nothing about it. She was extremely abusive, and she just wanted to have basically just wanted to party all the time.
Right.
So Timmy actually was prescribed two types of medicine. I can't really think of what they are right now.
Some heavy duty ass shit.
Some good stuff, and that's what Cosmo and Wanda were, apparently. So at this time, he would take these pills and they would make him feel better.
Right.
Well, one time he took them and actually took some of Vicky's LSD.
Oh, Jesus.
And legit thought they were real people, like real things.
No.
And essentially he ended up killing Vicky that night. And after he got the LSD, killed her, and his parents came home and he killed them.
Oh, fuck.
So that's
just... I did results of, like, Michael Myers type
that's
shit.
That's one crazy story. So, anywho, there's also one where he takes those two pills and they always make him happy, but the come down from him taking those pills always turn things bad. So he has to come to realization that he has to fix them himself and that he can't rely on Cosmo and Wanda to do that.
That makes sense, because there's a lot of the episodes where he's like, no, fuck you, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. And we learn an episode where Timmy has to go through puberty to lose the fairy godparents.
Oh, yeah. Where he's like, no, like, he wants to. Was that the one where he wishes himself older?
Yeah, he has to lose
him. He's like, fuck you.
I'm done. And then it realizes, like, hey, I need him back. And
right, I can't do it without
him. It shoots back to when he was a 10-year-old kid. But apparently, like, there's so much, like, pent-up anger between Timmy's parents and the Dinkelbergs.
That's what I was just about
and
to ask you.
Apparently, the Dinkelbergs, their first word of their name stands for dual income, no kids. And Timmy's dad is actually extremely envious over the Dinkelbergs because they have all this money. They can always do things that they need to do. They're always traveling. But you never really see
this
anything.
Is funny. And it's apparently, funny. I like that story.
Of Timmy's dad's imagination.
But see, I like that story because if you watch the newer episodes,
no,
Timmy's family is stanky fucking rich, bro.
No.
Rich as fuck. Like, he made the wish. They're rich. Like,
with
Dinkelberg.
The dog, the Sparky.
They own more money than fucking the Dimmadome fucking dude.
Oh, Doug Dimmadome.
Yeah.
Owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
They own the fucking town. So, but here's the fucked up part. So
what
Timmy's,
is their basketball name? I'm taking the basketball team to Alaska. I hope you like whale blubber.
Right. See, here's the thing, though. So he made the wish for his family to be rich because that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
And then he ended up losing Cosmo and Wanda. And then a new girl moved in.
Foil? I don't know her name, but yeah.
Yeah, so she moved in.
They shared the fairy godparents.
Now they share them because Timmy's still miserable.
Yeah.
Even though they have all this money.
Yep.
Dad still doesn't pay attention to him. Mom doesn't pay attention to him. I don't think Vicky's in it at all.
No.
It's weird. It's in a weird state because they are rich as fuck now. But see, the girl that moved in, she's poor.
Yeah.
Now.
She
like you go to like her
so
house.
Apparently,
it's fucking
check
goofy.
This out. So apparently, the Fairly Odd Parents crew, like production team, actually destroyed Fairly Odd Parents themselves by putting in those characters.
No,
Poof,
yeah, they
Foil, and Sparky.
Well, see, that's the thing with Poof too. Oh, we could really get into like a fucking conspiracy with Poof. This is the weird part because okay, so obviously Poof is purple, Wandissimo.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, dude, fucking Wanda cheated on Cosmo, but Cosmo's the one who carried the baby. It's like some weird shit. So I think Cosmo, Wandissimo, like, is Cosmo gay?
No, it's more along the lines, I think, because green and pink
make purple.
Wouldn't they?
I don't know. I'm not an artist.
Me either. I don't know.
But if they do, that's still they should have made it different. Because
but
making
it
purple leads
it. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It makes it Wandissimo and like Wanda like Wandissimo has a thing for Wanda hardcore.
Yeah.
But it's just weird because she's not the one who carried the baby, bro. Cosmo is. Like, it's strange, bro.
It don't make any sense.
It's strange.
Also crazy that Poof is the strongest out of them all.
Oh, dude, Poof is a savage.
And it don't make no sense.
Savage.
For no reason.
Nah, it don't make sense. But, I mean, I don't know. Somebody had an affair. It wouldn't surprise me if it was Wanda, though, because, like, Cosmo's mom fucking hates her.
Oh my gosh, dude! They remember, used to go at it all the time.
Yeah, she wants him to be with a what is it, like Tooth Fairy or some shit?
Yeah, yeah,
the Tooth Fairy. So I remember he almost married her. What's his name?
It's
oh god,
it's like a representation of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah, dude, the fucking guy just never lets him have any fun.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
Gosh,
is it Jorgen?
He's like the leader. He also reminds me of Paul from Tekken.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
He's like fucking the Judge Dredd of the fairy world, bro. He don't fuck around. Timmy Turner.
Oh, my gosh.
You fucked up. Give me your fairies.
Give me your fairies.
I remember the episode where the fucking pixies took over and was like made the fairy.
Everything
like,
pixelated.
Everything was all corporate style and shit. Oh, my God, bro.
They tackled some big theories. I mean,
they definitely ruined it though.
SpongeBob was another one. I mean, that one's a weird one about how they bombed an island, basically was a war zone for their practicing missiles and shit like that.
Oh yeah,
that's why all the explosions in SpongeBob look like mushroom clouds.
And, you know, Mr. Krabs is a cannibal and fucking...
Mm-hmm. And he's the only crab in Bikini Bottom, but his daughter's a whale.
Well, that's why everybody's, like, secret formula is... It's gotta
it's
be crab. Krabs.
It's crab
because
meat.
Because he's the only fucking one.
He's the only one down there. It's gotta be crab meat.
Then again, what's his face? Was it Larry?
Larry the Lobster.
Yeah, he's Larry the only fucking lobster, too.
It could be a mix between lobster and... crab and
Jesus.
Mr. Krabs just can't get a hold of Larry the Lobster.
Well, yeah, there's no getting a hold of him, bro. Larry's a fucking monster.
Larry is a savage. Because I'm a
Dude's
savage.
Always lifted. Only person taking him out is fucking Sandy, the squirrel. So weird.
Squirrel.
So weird there's a squirrel in the ocean.
Squirrel.
Makes no damn sense.
How's your mic? I know you got a new mic there.
I like it. I don't have to like break my neck.
Yeah, I gotta like bend over like a child. Practically,
I think a bowl of cereal. Upgrade, like once little studio gets done, like I'm gonna have to get like a comfy chair, bro.
I only gotta get the roof
like
on there,
the real comfy,
and then we're about ready to go.
Fucking office chair.
Yeah. So within like the next couple days or so, I imagine we'll have our idea of a shirt as well. I think.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do some merch.
Yeah,
it'll be a limited run for the first one. Definitely still doing a giveaway at 1,000, by the way, so you could get a free shirt. One of our lucky fans could, maybe some other swag. We gotta come up with it though. But I mean, things are moving along. I mean, I know we're growing. People are listening to us now, so. That's pretty lit. This podcast game's a little weird, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, it really is. But I would like to end my statement with you remember that place that we used to play back in the day?
What?
It was, you know, it was called The Game.
Oh, The Game.
Yeah. I just thought I'd let everyone know that you lost.
Yeah, you guys all just lost.
Y'all lost.
E1.
But no, that's all I have today. I don't necessarily have any shout outs though. I think we're gonna be doing a collab with what is their podcast name?
Oh bro.
Do you party?
Oh yeah.
I don't know when it's gonna release, but I think
I know we're recording it this week, right?
Yeah, it's Do You Party, and we're actually recording it on Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep.
But
so that'll be fun.
We are making some movements here, and it's pretty exciting. Like always, I'm glad that you have checked it out, listened, downloaded, liked it, shared it, told your friends, told your sister, told your mother. You might even have told your brother, but if you didn't, it's okay. I'm not really too mad about it.
Also, hopefully, sometime by the time this year ends, we're trying to go get on video, get YouTube, get that going too.
Yes, that'll
be another project for us.
That is the next step to get it something shot up there.
Right.
Also, I don't know.
Kind of a quick episode for you guys. You know, something to keep it going.
I'm sure. I wouldn't necessarily call it a quick. It's still 40 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah, it's still 40 minutes. I mean, if you made it this far, you're a trooper. You guys, follow us on Instagram, obviously. We had a post recently about throwback snacks. I need to hear your guys' snacks, bro. Like, I said 3D Doritos. What would be your throwback?
Guacamole Doritos, man.
Guacamole. Oh, dude, those were hitters. I hate guac, too. I love those Doritos. And I think that's what ruined guac for me, was they didn't taste like those Doritos when I had it the first time. So I was like, nah, not about it. But let us know what your freaking snacks are, man. Sure. I'm curious, for sure.
Check out our my Facebook, at least, if you want to make a vote. I'm going to close the voting probably next Friday, just to see what's going on. So it'll be going up on Instagram and Twitter and probably my Facebook story here in the next couple days.
Right.
Stay posted and stay safe, like always.
Deuces.
See ya.